Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is walked intentionally. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up beyond short. McNair can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gehringer scores. Goslin scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Tigers. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball four. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rowe moves to third. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rowe strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Walker bunts towards third. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.